They are the best of the best.
The FBI Academy is the toughest boot camp, hardest grad school rolled into one.
They're smarter. Smarter.
Congratulations. You made it in.
Let's see if you can survive.
They're tougher.
Don't move! Keep your hands where I can see them!
And one of them will become our nation's greatest threat.
Are you telling me you think one of these people is a terrorist?
Priyanka Chopra stars in Quantico. Series premiere Sunday, September 27th, 10, 9 central on ABC.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the final episode of season 12 of So You Think You Can Dance here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm Kristen Vert, and we're all a little sad, I think, you know. Not only is it the season finale, but it's also our last show here in the old AfterBuzz Studios. We'll be in new AfterBuzz Studios beginning next week, so you guys have some good things to look forward to. You'll be on The Voice.
Yeah.
I'll be on Dancing with the Stars.
I'm on Housewives of Orange County and Girl Code Live.
Yeah, all right.
Well, we do a show for Girl Code
Live. Even better.
Oh, by the way, my co-host, yes. Allison Dean.
Hi, I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
And Chloe West.
What's up, guys? I wore my tap shoes today.
You did!
Because we have a winner.
Because the tapper won!
It's so exciting.
Finally!
I feel like you should do a number on the table.
I could do it on the wood. I would just die.
Oh, okay. We don't want that.
We don't know if this is being recycled to the new studio.
There you go. Too. That's true.
But let's introduce our finale guest. We are so excited to have you. First time guest here in the AfterBuzz studio, Phoenix and Forsythe.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
So happy to be here.
Oh, we're so excited to have you. We've had a lot of the choreographers in this season. It's been great getting all of your perspective on the show. And I love that you were on last season and this season, so you can kind of give us a feel for what it was like doing stage versus street. For you guys, this was a huge showcase this year.
Correct. It was actually a really big showcase this year.
Yeah, it's it was different. It was different doing stage versus street, but I want to say it actually worked out really well. I think everybody was a little nervous about it, but I think that they were able to showcase what they were best at, and all of them transitioned into the style so well. So Pete, like, for example, Yaya mentioned, you know, Nigel was nervous about her in the beginning, but then she showcased how great she could be in every other style. So I think that for us it was a surprise with a lot of people, especially with the winner Gabby. We're so ecstatic that she won. Honestly, she's a hard worker. Everything that she does, everything that she's given, she excels at. So we're really, really happy.
Yeah,
for her.
Incredible. Probably one of the most incredible dancers we've ever met.
Wow.
That's a huge compliment.
Seriously.
Everyone that's walked in here has said wonderful things about Gabby and Yaya. I think we all, originally we kind of predicted that Yaya was going to win earlier in the season.
We thought it was going to be a female street dancer.
Yeah, for sure.
The way they were positioning it, we were like, ooh, female, a lot of female street and really strong and cool. And
they
were just really killing it at the beginning. And I thought Urelis was going to, like, sneak in there. I was so sad.
Yeah,
her last
so
number that Sonia gave her.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. She was phenomenal. I think that for her, honestly, she went out with a bang. So no matter what, she's going to get a lot of opportunities from this.
Yeah,
I think so too.
Megs, I think there were a lot of really unique women in the top 10, which I thought was fantastic. So
I think this whole season was really just about the women.
Yeah.
I really think so. Just
I think the stage men.
Yeah.
Exactly. And gym.
Women.
And gym. But you know, I think that's kind of interesting, though, because we were so, like, set that we were like, Yaya's going to win. That's it. And then the tide, like, started to turn because, you know, Gabby was like that slow, steady rise that is perfect. That's exactly what you want. You want to pace yourself and then just end on the perfect note.
For sure.
And how cool, like, the one dance that she pulled out was your guys' Missy Elliott dance that you did with her.
Yeah.
Which is my favorite of the season.
Oh, thank you so much.
I mean, Missy, Asian themed, like, it just, it gave me everything I wanted in a dance.
You know, great. It's funny, out of all of the numbers that we've done, that was actually the easiest. And in terms of creation, in terms of teaching them, we finished early because we drill them. We're like drill sergeants.
We've
so,
heard. Yeah. Urellis said that. We've heard that.
Don't say that.
No. Urellis already told us. We get all the stuff on your desk.
Okay, here we go.
But she said she really liked it. She goes, because I always went on stage with their numbers knowing exactly. I've got it. It's
that
in
you're
going to
be comfortable. I think that's the most important thing because if you're not comfortable, you're not going to perform your best. And so we know that, obviously, having our own company and, you know, us, we still perform with them. And so we know that that comfort is key. And so with Gabby and Joshua, that was the first time we worked with Joshua and the first time we worked
Incredible.
With Gabby. And it just, everything worked. We were done early. We took little snack breaks. We never take breaks.
Yeah, usually you get they give you about maybe, if we're lucky, 4 hours, the whole routine. Get it done, Patton. And we were done in a half hour.
Stop it.
Yeah. And we
oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're done in a half hour. And they were already perfectly cleaned, exactly how it is for the performance. And we just didn't really know what to do. And so we just kind of sat there and walked through it slowly. Josh grabbed his bag at one point, was like, I can't swear. Sorry.
Actually, we're on the internet.
Josh,
I swear so much. Sorry. So they totally edit that out. So you think you dance? They make me look incredible. So, but I swear like a sailor. So Josh grabbed his bag and he was like, "All right, you know, I'll see you guys later." He's like, and you know, me and Crystal were like, "All right, well, you know, see you tomorrow." And then one of the wranglers came in because she has to do the filming, and she asked Josh where he was going. He's like, "Oh, we're done." You know, she's like, "Well." No, you still have like an hour and a half left.
And we're like, oh my gosh.
And I felt so bad for him because he was just like, his face was just like,
sadness.
Oh, shit, I got to run this again. Yeah, because we were running it like a lot. So
back to back.
Yeah, back to back.
What do you attribute that? I mean, is it just two magical people coming together for a dance and just being able to pick it up and like.
It really was. Josh coming off as a champion for So You Think You Dance. But you know what it was, honestly, for me, it was. It was Gabby. Gabby's determination on trying to make sure that she got it right the first time was like, it was just incredible. I've never seen someone that, even when we were giving them breaks, lots of breaks because they finished, she would pull up her phone and she would watch the choreography and she would sit there and she would stare at it. And then she'd tell Josh to get up and be like, "We have to run this."
Yeah, she'd be like, just play the music so I can listen to it. She just, I think that, she'd worked with us during the group numbers, so she kind of knew how we worked. So she's smart about it. She knew what she was getting into. So she's like, okay, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do my job so that everybody's happy, you know? And so for us, she made our job so much easier. And honestly, we got to enjoy it that much more because we saw how hard she was pushing and we're like, wow, like, you know, that motivates Joshua to push harder too. And then us to want to give them more. And so honestly, that was kind of like a match made in heaven and everything worked out perfectly. And it was a hit really. Yeah. And so we're just really
Gabby's
happy.
Gabby's really close to Ricky from the season 11.
Yeah.
Like, they're like really close
friends.
They're
best buddies.
For Ricky to come off winning season 11 and they're best buddies and Gabby wins season 12. I think Gabby, I mean, I'm just assuming that Gabby probably got a lot of insight. And Ricky, they were too identical for me. It was just the same vibe we got from Ricky in season 11 was the same vibe we got for Gabby. So it was just like, it was
That's really cool.
Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a little Miami crew. Even, why am I blanking? Rudy. Rudy,
yeah,
sorry.
Rudy, exactly.
Rudy knows her very well, too. A lot of them. And Nick, they were all, like, rooting for Gabby early on. And it was interesting just because you can get that insight. And it's always interesting, like, hearing about rehearsal sort of etiquette in the studio and who's really, like, killing it. Because we always say we hear it from the choreographers, like, this person's been slacking. And we don't necessarily talk about it here on the air. We talk about it off the air. But like, word gets around and you guys all talk and share information. And so
it should be on the air who's slacking.
No. But I hope that anyone, because hopefully we have a season 13, that these kids understand, like, it's a TV show, but this carries to the professional world. You have to be doing this.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Because everybody wants to work with somebody that is going to work hard and has a good attitude at the end of the day. So if you're demonstrating that, like you said, word gets around. Like we talked to the other choreographers. We're like, you know, we got this person this week. Like you know what I mean? Like it's just – it's a – you know – everybody knows who's there, who really wants it.
Mm.
Everybody knows who really wants it.
I want to know what your – creation process is like? Because it's, I think in general it has to be hard when it's a duo because you guys both have ideas, and then it also has to help in some ways. But your guys' pieces too are also so theatrical.
Yeah.
And having to do so many this season, like, where were you, these coming from? Like, how are you guys doing this? It was really incredible.
You know, I feel like we've learned, just us working together, we've developed those skills with our company, Academy of Villains. Mm-hmm. We've done it for so long, so we know what works and what doesn't, and just, that's just us going into the workplace together type of thing. So he usually does a lot of the, okay, I have this concept, this is a piece of music, or these are the songs that I have, and then we go through it and listen together, and then we're like, oh, okay, this one fits. And then from there, it's just kind of, he's so great at moments, like, you know, like, for example, just an example from last season, the leg wave with Valerie. Like, just moments like that. He's just, you know, we're just constantly, like, studying, and I feel like we just come together, and we've learned how to make it work and how to make it as productive as possible. So like he said, the first hour that we're in with the dancers, we teach them the whole routine. We make sure that everything is out that first hour. And then after that, it's cleaning and tweaking and making sure that it fits. But he can tell you a little bit more about that.
Yeah, my background is pure freestyle. So I'm a pure street dancer. Never did choreography. I think I started choreographing maybe 6 years ago.
Wow. That must have been cool for you then to have the street dancers on this season.
It was actually with me and Crystal. Crystal, she's been doing choreography and every type of studio dancing since she was five.
Yeah. So yeah. Stage in a sense.
Big difference between both of us. So drastic. And I think that's where the chemistry kind of comes in because for me, my way of like creating is to study. So I'll sit there and I'll study all the things, not just even contestants. We'll study every single contestant and I'll look at their style and I'll kind of like base everything off of that. Sometimes we even base the themes and the concepts off the contestant if we even get them. So if I'm like, okay, well, hopefully if I get Haley, this is what we're going to shoot for. Mm. Hopefully if I get Virgil, this is what we're going to shoot for. So each theme is kind of based off of them. Whoa. And so it's kind of like a hit or miss sometimes. Sometimes you have to switch it a little bit. But then with Crystal, she's very structured, and I'm very free spirited. So it's a really healthy balance. So.
Well, how about working with the B-Boys? I mean, they didn't last too long in the competition, but it was one of those. They had a lot of challenges in trying to learn the choreography. You must have at least had some understood what they were feeling.
Oh, totally, totally. I think with both B-Boys, B1 and Aesop, I think that the frustration of what they were being put through was a little bit much for them, which is totally understandable. Mm-hmm. So what we would try to do when we did our big group number was me and Crystal, I had Crystal organize the choreography around everybody, like the stage dancers, and I worked with a lot of the street. And we just kind of like intertwined a little bit, and it's funny, we actually... I would say Crystal worked more with street, and I actually worked more with stage.
Oh, interesting. So it was like a trade-off.
It was a trade-off. And for the B-Boys, it was just trying to tap into their head and just see what they were going through and like trying to get them to open up a little bit. And I think also because I've been around a lot of the B-Boys scene and I'm a part of Renegades. They're actually one of the most known B-boy crews in the world. They're the first B-boy crew to ever start in San Francisco. Cool. So this is like history in the making. And that's so awesome. A lot of B-boys know my crew already. So when they see me do choreography, they kind of have to like understand a little bit more and they adjust a little bit more. So it's like you're speaking the same language. Mm-hmm. So it's I think it's hard for choreographers to tell someone to do something and in their head they're like, well, you don't do my style either. So I think there's like a great give and take. But yeah, I mean, I think it was pretty.
Did you guys feel like you could both be like, no, we do. No,
yeah.
Yeah.
After a few times we had to like throw that out there a little bit.
Like, no, you're going to do it.
And you know, it's funny. I actually had a conversation. Not only did I have a conversation with some of the B-Boys, but it was like a small little conversation, but I actually had a big conversation with Twitch. And it was funny because sometimes we look at things, sometimes the dance community for So You Think You Dance looks at it a little differently. For instance, like hip-hop. Hip-hop is very categorized as one thing. And so you think you can dance. Like contempt, like ballet, jazz. So with us, it's hard because hip-hop is more of a term.
It's a lifestyle, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a culture.
Yeah.
So when you categorize hip-hop, you're missing all these different styles under hip-hop. So if we said, the challenge for So You Think You Can Dance is, I don't know what term I could say, studio dancing? What would be a great term to put tap, lyrical, jazz, all
concert
that?
Concert dance?
Like,
stage,
right? Stage. Okay, perfect. So in theory, if stage was actually something you pull out of the hat, that would be too many styles under one thing, correct?
Yeah.
So what happens is, for So You Think You Dance, they separate all those styles, but hip-hop doesn't get separated.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Because you still have crump, popping, b-boying,
whacking, animation. The thing this season that I was bummed about that they didn't take advantage of for street was, like, making them do, you know, crump. Like, I want to see just a whole dance of them. And not ya-ya, not someone who that's
right,
her style.
Exactly.
Like,
Haley. Haley and do some juking.
Yeah.
Come on.
And
Exactly.
Because it was cool that we got to see all of that, and then it really was an education through the audition process. But then when it comes to the actual show and the way they get it, no one ever gets tap unless they're a tapper.
Yeah.
No one ever gets ballet unless they're already a ballerina. It's like they save, you know, they give people, they have, you know, contemporary, jazz, and they'll break it down like that. But yeah, it was interesting. I felt like animation would have been really cool to really try and watch.
Right.
And you know, a stage person, or even just someone who does a different hip-hop genre,
totally.
Try and do it.
And it's kind of crazy because I feel like sometimes, and I'm not hating on any other style because I feel like every style of dance has its challenges for sure. But I feel like there's just some styles, for instance, like tap. Like, you couldn't fake it if you wanted to, and you're not going to learn it in 4 hours.
Those sounds, forget it.
Yeah.
I mean,
they would just be shuffling and ball changing.
Like,
doing
on TV. Yeah. You know? And I feel like that's what happens.
Just pas de deux, you know, like, you're going to get point shoes this week.
And it's just like ballet.
Exactly.
You know, you look at Jim, and Jim does ballet, and I was, like, you know, bumping shoulders with Chris Scott and a few people, and I'm like, thank God that's not a challenge, because ballet, to even pull that off, like,
yeah.
in, like, 4
the
hours.
Lines you need for that.
Yeah,
you know, in your head you're like, that's totally not gonna work out. So
yeah, it is interesting. Well, we get that with ballroom too. Ballroom is really stylized.
Ballroom's hard.
And
yeah.
you know, what did you say, suck it up?
Suck it up.
But at the same time, in certain a lot of people that follow Dancing with the Stars miss having all that ballroom, but at the same time I'm like, it's so hard to just drop them into a 4-hour rehearsal and be like, here's your cha-cha, oh good god, here's a quick step. I hit quick step so hard to learn.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So it is one of those things that maybe having less of it isn't necessarily a bad thing. You know, it's a give and take. It's tough, but
That's why this season, when we try to do all our numbers, we try to make sure each number was so drastically different from the last. So we weren't going to keep throwing the same style of hip-hop, the same style of choreography. Like with Eddie and Jasmine, we did more crump. Crump foundation, because we knew that Eddie's, he is a crumper.
Mm-hmm.
And it was crazy because Eddie being a crumper, Jasmine being a contemporary dancer.
Yeah.
Contemporary dancer. She's like, I've never crumped before. I was like, are you sure?
Yeah. And then she like destroys. So we're like, holy.
What can she do?
She's so good.
She's incredible.
Phenomenal.
Incredible. And so we switched that up, especially with Josh and Gabby. We wanted to make sure like that was just like old school Missy Elliott type of hip hop.
Yeah.
You know, Virgil and Yaya, we did a little bit more animation, a little bit more crump, and just popping animation. And yeah, we just try to switch it up a little bit because I think that we really wanted the audience to see that there's so much variety to it, and then also that me and Crystal, that we're not kind of one style or one look, that we could actually do variety within our choreography.
Yeah.
So
I think the audience notices that too, because I remember, I think it was season 10, I felt like we saw the same Sonia Taya dance, which was always incredible, but I feel like we're watching it, we're only seeing, you know, these choreographers through this show sometimes. You guys, we kind of came up through Dance On, which was really cool, so a lot of people saw you before, but a lot of America sees you for the first time, and for, you know, week after week on this show, and yeah, the audience, I think, picks up on that. So
yeah, that's what we were hoping for. At least we were praying.
I think it would have been nice if they had done in the packages, like maybe touch on like the styles that you were emphasizing.
The packages are about the story, though. It has to have a story.
Yeah, we wish. There's a lot of stuff we talk about in the packages, and they have to like
they just cut it all.
They edit it because yeah, like,
all
my
swearing probably takes up like an hour.
and they're like, cut.
You know,
like none of it.
It's so funny. We actually, I just met a gentleman. Oh my God, I totally forgot his name. He does all the editing, actually. And we were at the after party last night. And he came up to me, and I'm a little drunk. And he's like, you know, he goes, you're so fucking funny. And I'm like, really? And I was like, I'm sorry, who are you? And he's like, I do all the editing. He's like, I do all the guys' packages.
He goes, you and Crystal. Face for hours.
Yeah, and he's like, you guys give me so much stuff to play with. He goes, oh my God. He goes, we have, me and my crew will be laughing for hours watching you guys. Yeah, so I was actually kind of
we
funny.
We do stuff that we're like, oh my God, I really hope they don't use that.
Yeah, oh my God. We're always looking at the camera crew like,
don't use that.
Because at first, you know, since it was our second season too, it's like you see yourself on camera and you're like, I look really boring. Like everything's like so flat and we're like, okay, we're going to be really animated. So he's doing all these like, hey, and like all these things towards the camera.
Talk really big.
Yeah, everything's I'm all doing like, this with my hands.
Jazz hands.
Oh my God. The packet lamp.
Spirit fingers.
Yeah, we worry about the package more than the dancers. Every time they
we're like, here we go. And then they do it after rehearsal too. So you're already like, we don't sleep. During like rehearsal days, we literally pull all nighters and we go straight into rehearsal because we're night owls and that night is when we create.
We start at 9 p.m. Yeah. We choreograph from 9 p.m. all the way
through until the next day.
Man, holy cow.
So by that time, we're like, we haven't slept. We just had a 4 or 5 hour rehearsal. And then we do the interview after. So we're like, okay, perfect.
We're like, we're just loopy. This is amazing.
Oh, super loopy.
All right, before we continue, we do want to have a quick word from our sponsor since we're continuing to bring all of these shows complimentary to you here at AfterBuzz.
Alrighty, so Sunday, September 27th is the series premiere of ABC's highly anticipated new drama, Quantico. Quantico is where the FBI trains their top recruits. Over 100,000 young people apply and only 1,200 get in.
Dum, dum, dum.
Yeah, and it's in Virginia. You know, I used to drive by it many days. It's an actual place. This is real. They are the smartest, strongest, and they have the best skills. Now, they must live and train together under one roof, so that's always going to bring drama. We know. But everything changes when a massive terrorist attack strikes in America, and the FBI discovers its greatest fear that one of their top Quantico recruits is a terrorist.
Uh-oh.
Which one is behind it all and became a traitor? It's the edge of your seat drama with a twist after twist. And don't miss it, guys. Series premiere Sunday, September 27th, 10 p.m. on ABC. It's a Sunday ABC show.
Fantastic.
Wow. Sunday drama.
And for sure, there's an after show for us. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here in AfterBuzz. Absolutely.
You'll be able to find
in our new studios.
We have it.
Yeah. It won't be me, though, because I like to do live format shows.
There you go.
It won't be me either.
I only do dance shows, so that cuts it right out. But let's talk a little bit about, since last season was your first season, how did you come to the attention of Jeff Thacker? Did you guys just submit your choreography, or did they approach you?
It was actually Mary Murphy. Mm-hmm. We met her at World of Dance. It's a huge dance event. It was World of Dance Los Angeles. And we had a conversation with her, and she actually told us that if we were interested in choreographing for the show, that she would be happy to, you know, give our pretty much like our submission to Jeff herself.
Yeah.
And so she did that for us.
And
she's a great friend.
She really she's
super supportive.
Yeah. She just took the video. She said, please send me a link. So I sent her a link to one of our videos, and she just gave it to Jeff. This was before they even did the choreography submission. So I got and then within 2 days, I got an email from Jeff, as blunt as can be, because Jeff is very
Jeff
blunt.
Is very straight,
Jeff Thacker, we're talking about executive producer Jeff Thacker, just
one of the most
knows.
Amazing people we have ever met. We just got an email saying, come in Tuesday.
Are you kidding me? It's amazing.
That was just like,
we felt like you guys came in and we were like, it just was like this really fantastic meteoric rise. It was really fun for us to watch and then see you so much this season. So, because we often see choreographers come in and then we don't see them again. And Spencer Liff had really broken down like the process of how to create a package for So You Think, because it's so specific each week. Having a vision of lighting, costumes,
everything.
Yeah. And some people, I think, get the rhythm of that and some don't. So right. How do you think it worked for you guys and why it worked so well?
Well, two things. One, I think that by far, I can't really speak for other choreographers because we don't really know their process, but by far, me and Crystal have grown to always know that criticism is the best thing for us, so we always try to find ways to build ourselves. With Jeff, I feel like we knew what we were getting ourselves into because we were lucky enough to have Jeff mentor us, and Jeff was the most, as crazy as it sounds, Jeff is like the most smartest man that has ever stepped foot on So You Think You Dance. So You Think You Dance, by far, would not be as successful as it is if it wasn't for Jeff. We'll have a meeting, and he was like, he basically, just like school, there was rules to it, and he said, these are the rules. This is what you need to look out for. This is what you want to accomplish. This is what you want people to see on TV. Remember this. And from there on, me and Crystal, we had that in our phone. And we tattooed it to our body. Yeah.
You have each other. Like, no, do you remember this rule?
Yeah. We knew. And so when we stepped foot, the main goal is that I think me and Crystal, being the babies of, we call ourselves the babies of So You Think, because we were so brand new, we went in there with determination. And we wanted to make sure that Jeff knew that since he gave us this chance, that we weren't going to let him down. And that we just wanted to kind of like, we just wanted to make a change, and we wanted to make sure that if we were going to be noticed, if we were going to be talked about on So You Think, that we were going to make history and not just play around and, you know, lose out on this amazing opportunity that this man gave us.
Yeah.
So
I love that.
That's cool. Yeah.
Has your choreography changed a little bit from working on So You Think, and it sort of bleeds over into Academy of Villains?
No, actually.
I don't think it has changed. I think that we're, in a sense, like chameleons, like when it comes to this stuff, because we do all types of shows. We've done the Halloween Haunt at Knott's Berry Farm. We co-produced the show for Elvira. We do shows for Adobe, for Google, for YouTube.
Vans Off the Wall. Vans. We're sponsored by Vans.
Yeah,
Shoes.
I mean, we do a little bit of everything.
Weird and stuff. So, like, no artists, mm-hmm. just like all.
Magic Castle. We've all weird done shit. A show. Yeah. The all first dance shit. Crew to yeah. ever perform at Magic Castle.
Cool.
Yeah, with yeah. With a friend of ours that's a magician. His name is Rudy Kobe. And so we are able to transition into different settings all the time. So depending on our audience, we try to cater our performances mm-hmm. to them, which is why it works for us on So You Think, because we don't go in like, this is our stuff and you're going to have to do it and that's the end of that. We go in like, this is who we have. We study, you know, we study them as individuals. These are their strengths. These are the weaknesses. We're going to make sure we showcase their strengths. And so we cater everything to the dancers so that they shine. And so I think yeah. that's the most important thing, because if they shine, then we look good too. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's a win-win.
Plus they, yeah. people have to forget. I mean, I don't think choreographers forget. I mean, I'm just saying, I think that with being a competition, you're trying to make sure you are the challenge, but you also are trying to make sure that this dancer is going to accomplish this week so you get them to the next week. And I feel like nobody, no choreographer for sure, by far, nobody wants to have that guilt feeling that they were in the bottom because of you last week.
Oh,
and, it,
yeah.
and it's just, you know, you spend so much time with these dancers and, you know, sometimes you don't get a connection and sometimes you have the strongest connection and you just start to feel for them. And I think that's just one of those things that we're always trying to make sure that when the dancers get us, we're that golden ticket to the next round, and we're just trying to push that out there. As for learning choreography, I wouldn't say too much. But choreographing for TV has been really different for us. Jeff just has an eye for things. And what we do is we listen to Jeff constantly, no matter what, we listen to Jeff. And also people like Travis, people like Stacy, people like
Mandy
Ray,
Moore.
Just Mandy Moore. These people, they are phenomenal, well experienced, and they know the camera from mm-hmm. right to left. They know how to shoot it. They know what to do. And I was just, oh my God, I was just talking shit to Travis too. I was like, I was like, how rude is that? And he's like, what's rude? And I was like, you have me over here asking the lighting crew to like throw all these flashing fucking lights and make everything look so crazy. And then you totally shit on me with one light. Like you have one light on the floor. And that looks more incredible than all these crazy lights out. I'm like, and so I'm sitting here like, you genius. Like, he's just, you know, he's a freaking genius. So for us, we're always learning. We're studying and we're just kind of like taking notes as we go. But it is different from choreographing just on stage and, you know, 2D.
Yes.
And then, you know, so you think.
I think, and as an audience too, there are certain dances that were like, man, I wish I could have been in the audience for that one. Like,
yeah.
Right.
Yes. A lot of like, a few Chris Scott numbers this season, you could see, like the camera was over here, but you could see that other way over here. You were like, I want to see that.
Yeah.
You're like, camera, move. I want to go look over there.
Or they go to an overhead shot. Numbers. I'm like, no, I want to see it here.
Yeah, get closer. Get a little closer.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you know, it's crazy because like in hip hop, what we're trying, the challenge is right now, I think for me and Crystal, is there's all different types of emotion. And I know right now, like, one of the emotions that me and Crystal bring out is excitement and like the thrill ride of like watching our hip hop routines for like, you know, maybe a minute 30. But what we've been so impressed with is like watching again, like Travis and Stacey and everybody, that they could pull out some type of like, I don't know, but they make me cry in like 0.2 seconds.
That emotion.
And it's freaking incredible how they do it. And they just do, I mean, the minute that song plays, you're already like,
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God.
Stacey's numbers that are a cappella too. There's like no music.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
What is that?
How
do they count?
Oh,
there is no count.
It's like you watched a movie in under like a minute 30. You know, it's just incredible. So we're learning to try to venture out and just blend different things in. And also, of course, I always want to give love to Nappy Tabs. Nappy Tabs, they've always been so supportive of me and Crystal. And we love them. Like, if it wasn't for them to pave the way for, like, new choreographers, we probably wouldn't even be here. So, like, they've really busted their butts. And, like, honestly, like, they're incredible as well. So, yeah, we love them as well. So we're learning from everybody.
Are they good mentors? Because they're together on and off screen as well.
Yeah, definitely. We just saw Napoleon last night. He actually had a conversation with him. But I think they're great people. They know what they're doing. They've worked really hard to get where they are. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, the people that we look up to are just the people that we've, like, for example, that we just mentioned, like Mandy, like Nappy Tabs, like, you know, Travis, just people that understand the process. They understand, you know, and they've built on, you know, on that foundation. And so it's really cool to see, and it's very inspiring.
Yeah, and if you look, they're not just dancers and choreographers. They're now executive producing.
Exactly.
They're directing. It evolves.
Mm-hmm. And again, they show all of us that there is no limit to your art and your vision, and you're just kind of like, you know, like ABDC, like this season was by far one of the coolest seasons to watch because of all the way that it was shot, all the dance. I mean, you could totally tell that there was someone artistic behind the camera.
Had Nappy Tabs
that
all over it.
That show is always shot. Even when it was first out and they would slow down moves and like flip the camera over so you could see a trick in a different angle.
This season was next level.
They went crazy with this season.
Yeah. But you're right. Somebody, there has to be a dancer or someone that's behind the camera that is like, people also want to see it from over here.
For sure.
Because, that's so cool.
There was a few moments last night where I was like, they're already partying behind the camera because it was like, it jumped a few times. And I was like,
he tripped.
That was
Steady cams are.
Sometimes the steady cam gets in the shot. That you're always like, oh, hey.
Yeah, it's just like trying to run as fast as they can.
Those are heavy.
They jet.
You can see
them. And they're all like, those guys that work on that show and that work on Dancing with the Stars are usually the same dudes.
Yeah.
And they're like in their 50s and they're killing it. And like, they've been doing it for so long. Those same guys do the award shows. They do like all their kids.
It's true.
What were they doing last night, running from studio to studio?
Well, it's
CBS. I can't believe they had Dancing with the Stars premiere the same night
the
as the
same
finale.
Night as So You Think.
Same lot too. They're both at CBS.
Yeah, exactly.
Same lot.
What? Next door.
Seems like they're planning. I don't know.
It's frustrating.
We have DVRs, but still.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was pretty quick.
I watched the opening to Dancing with the Stars, and then ran home. I was at the Dance with Me, Val and Ega, Val's studio, and ran home and watched the the rest of So You Think. I was like, this is crazy.
I always watch it on TV, though, so I can fast forward.
There you go.
I don't need to see another deodorant commercial.
Yeah.
Degree one. What moves you? Hashtag.
Oh, my God.
I know. I was like, I think they literally hired everyone who's ever appeared on So You Think. My Twitter feed, like,
that's
on...
that's kind of cool, though.
On Monday nights was, like, littered with everyone just doing their, like, tilt, and they're like, what moves you? So funny.
I want to talk about the first dance from last night.
Yeah, the opening from Nick and RJ.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome. That's exactly what I want to see in a finale dance. I thought I couldn't tell. Well, first off, I got my wish. I had my all stars and my dancers dancing together, which is always my favorite. And
the concept was amazing.
The concept was so incredible, and it was really like so many types of dance happening, and it was
Zodiac, right? Zodiacs, right? Was that the Zodiac one?
I think so.
The intro, yeah.
Yeah, the Zodiac. Yeah, they had all different, like, the Zodiacs, and they're underneath the stars. That was, like,
beautiful. And the lights, yeah, it was just, it was exactly what I wanted. That
felt like
so
a finale
cool.
number.
Yes. Yeah,
it felt big and epic. Yeah, that's what you need too. And it was fun just seeing like, oh, here are your ballet, you know, or here's your contemporary, here's everyone doing like their own little, they were in their own little world.
Yeah.
A sort of all orbiting around each other, which I thought was amazing.
I loved it. And I was really happy for them because last week, Nigel kind of gave them shit for
their
dance.
Which one was this one?
Last week was...
I can flip through my notes.
Yeah, what dance did they do last week? Because that was the one that we were like, I didn't think it was that bad.
Not the Haley and Robert one. They must have done two. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, they did that one.
Yeah, because that was...
I remember that was awesome.
Or maybe it was the week before.
It must have been the week
before. But I just remember being like, dude, they're so good. Like, I can't... They needed to be redeemed, and I really thought...
We got a lot of shit before.
when that happens, I love asking the choreographers
this. And you guys have mics, so you can't kind of, like, see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I got yelled at. Jeff was like, you weren't even paying attention to the judges. I was like, I was.
But, I listened.
But the screen was to my right. You know, we're sitting in the audience, so a big screen, two screens. But there's a big camera crew over here, and I can't really see the judges. So I don't want to be like this. So I'm here, and Jeff always tells me to spit my gum out because I'm so while they're critiquing me, I'm over here, and my face has a squint because I can't never hide my emotion, and I'm going,
what?
And then Crystal's over here, like, smiling.
I'm like, I got it.
It just looks so bad.
Well, like, when they do call you guys out, because, and I kind of like that they call the choreographers out too, because it's a collaborative effort, and it really is.
But it helps. It makes sure, as much as it's crazy, it does make sure that all of us are on our A game.
Yep.
And we're not going to be bullshitting because we're worried it's just as much as they are. So
especially Nigel, because he just spits out like
he's
what's going to
tell
mind.
The truth.
He does. Yes.
I mean, 12 seasons. I mean, he sees
he's
it. He knows what it is, and he's what he wants to see. He knows that. Okay, the goal at the end of the day is that. Season 12 better be better than season 11. Season 11 better be season 10. So that's the progress that we're looking for. And he knows when, if it feels like it could be bullshit. And then he knows when you're actually trying. And, you know, I mean, he's still, like, for instance, we felt, we saw some mistakes in our Virgil and Joshua routine. Mm-hmm. But because the energy was so high and they just gave it to, the judges and the audience. Nigel still went crazy, and he totally like disregarded the whole thing. So I think he sees when there's actually like effort being made and like real progress, and then he also sees it for what it is. And I think that's kind of like it is a good and bad thing, but at the same time, I just feel like it keeps us on our toes a lot. And
it's definitely constructive. Yeah, I think that for us too. I think that's why we continue to push and to be like, okay, what are we going to do better this week is because every time we do get a critique on or off camera, we're like, oh my God, like, okay, we need to fix this.
We need
to fix this. We need to be better. We need, you know, it's not like, oh, well, I'm not, you know, it is what it is. Like, it's never that. It's always
like. Do you feel like they're never going to ask us back again? Did you still get that as artists?
Oh, no,
you know?
No, of course. You know, it's funny. We really do. And Nigel, actually, he came up to us earlier and he said thank you to me and Crystal. And it was crazy because I didn't think anything of it because this is just how me and Crystal are. But we got critiqued pretty bad for the week of Gym and
Gym and Comfort.
Yep. And
which is crazy because for him to do that dance was awesome, and I really didn't think he was for him going all the way there and in that outfit to do what he did. I thought that
we
was
all
great.
Liked it.
Yeah. Well, let's hear about their experience with them.
So it was kind of crazy. I just felt, you know what it was? me and Crystal, we did feel guilty. We felt like we really
like
didn't
we
push
failed
it.
Him.
We
you
didn't
know?
Feel like we failed. Aww. And so we went up. We felt like we failed Jim, and we felt like we failed the judges. And you know, we were coming this, and this is what blew my mind, because me and Crystal are just perfectionists. We cannot not be good. So for us, you know, we were coming from like a few standing ovations every week to just like a clap and a, well, you know, I don't know about this one. And so after the show, you know, I didn't care. I walked up to Nigel and I apologized, and I told him it will never happen again, and I promise you next week will be better, and that you know, we're sorry if we failed you, and we hope that you know, if you give us another shot, we'll try harder. And so we talked to him a few weeks later, and he came up to me just, and he reminded me that I said that, and he said that was probably one of the most nicest things he ever heard or ever say. But I don't. But it was to me and Crystal, you know, we didn't do it just because we did it. I mean, we really meant it. We feel like Nigel and Jeff gave us this opportunity, and you know, I just don't think we ever want to take anything for granted. You know,
for sure.
Do you look back now and see like maybe we should have done this or worked with Jim a little bit differently? And I only say this because
totally.
I'm someone that I trained at Boston Ballet growing up as a kid. I probably I have the same. You know, when I try and do hip hop, I'm the same sort of like rigidness that Jim is. So when I see him out there, I'm not as good as him ever, but I understand his mentality and where he's giving his 100%, but sometimes your body and your brain and your muscles aren't working together.
Yeah. For sure. I think that what happened was coming into it. Yeah, of course it's that. It's like he's so used to being just so lifted and strong in ballet. But the choreography that we gave him was actually, like I said, catered to that. We said, this is your Perseus. You can be strong. You can be, you know, your chest is lifted, like shoulders retracted. Like, it's okay to dance like that for this particular piece. And I think that coming from doing other hip hop pieces where he needed to be a little bit more nitty, you know, just like a little more grounded and just a little hovered over, he didn't understand that, where okay, I can be myself a little bit more in this one. And so I think that's where the confusion came in. And then for us, we changed it a bunch of times, and I think that's what was really unfortunate for him, because after so many changes too, and if you don't have that night to kind of just like sleep on it and allow your body to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Like we said, comfort is key. It's, you're not able to perform it at your best because you're like, oh, okay, which version is this? Okay, how does it start again? You know, you start to build up all those nerves. And so I felt like for him, that's what happened. It's just that there was too many changes and he wasn't able to really just sit in it as long as he needed to. I think
that's funny, because like a lot of people think like, hip hop.
Always has to be,
And it doesn't.
And for us, we're like, that's totally not hip hop. Like there's a feel and there's totally a vibe to it, but that's within styles.
So the down in the pocket thing that we heard over and over in judges panel through many, many seasons, you just think like, I have to be down in the pocket on hip hop, but you don't always.
Right, no. Right. Not, especially for our numbers, no. We want you to execute the choreography, and we give. It's funny. We try to be smart, right? And we try to be strategic too. Like for instance, the week before Jim, before we got Jim, his critique was, "Well, you don't connect with your partner ever. Like it just doesn't work that way." And so, and me and Crystal said, "We're like, well, then we'll make his partner Medusa, so you can never look at your partner."
Take it that direction.
Exactly. So we're like, well, there you go. So like, we try to like, again, we make sure that our dancers, whoever we get, they feel comfortable and they're ready, you know, and we're always there to support them. Like we're 100% behind them. We're always like texting them, like, been practicing, you've been on your point.
Even we're not supposed to.
Yeah, but yeah, good exactly. Luck. Oh, maybe we shouldn't put that out there. Okay.
We don't know anything.
Yeah. So we want to show that we love them, but no matter what, like we're, at the end of the day, we just kept telling Jim too, like, I know when he was a little nervous, we kept telling him like, you know, look, today's the day of the show. No matter what, now it doesn't matter. Just go have fun. Like, don't ruin the experience of enjoying all this stuff around you because you're so worried about like failing, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, I think he did that. And the truth is, I actually thought he did really good. But again, sometimes it is, your first impression. And from us to see from the way Jim started to the growth of how he executed on stage was accomplishment for us. But then sometimes people don't really get to see that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And, you know, again, Nigel's smart because he looks at it as, and same thing with Paula and Jason. I know they're very smart because when you see someone so incredible like Jim execute ballet like that, mm-hmm. and you're just like, you're kind of like blown away, you almost, as bad as it sounds, you almost expect so much from that person to execute another style
as well. Yeah.
And
yeah.
it just, you know, when Jim's killing it in ballet and his solos are like getting standing ovations, but his duets aren't, it kind of.
Derek fell into that too, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Incredible technique and.
Because that week of our duet, he didn't get the standing ovation, but in his solo he did. And me and Chris were like.
We're like,
oh man, so sorry.
He's incredible though, and he's just a great spirit. And no matter what, like he kept pushing. So I'm really happy, and I'm really happy he was able to do the duet with Alex last night.
That was
incredible.
That was probably one of the best the whole season. That was definitely a dream come true. Because.
And who doesn't love, like, two men doing contemporary dance together? Because I
do. So good.
Yeah, they were powerful. Very powerful.
Yeah. What was your favorite, like, looking back on the season, since you guys did so many numbers, like, what was your favorite group number that you did? And then your favorite duo?
Our favorite group number, I want to say, is our first one, for me, personally. Our first one, the chess piece. I think that it was our first experience, kind of like we just dove in, and it was kind of magical to be able to work with both, you know, just like both groups and be able to see, like, you know, just it come to life for the first time. I think that was really, really magical for us, and the costumes and the makeup and everything came together so nicely. And I think that, for us, it was kind of like a dream come true. So it was quite an emotional one for us, just like watching it for the first time on stage and then on TV later. It was incredible.
Yeah, the chess piece was by far our favorite group number. I still, for material wise, I still love our Day of the Dead set.
That was so cool.
I just loved it so much. Like, that was just like something that, I mean, visual wise, like, it was just so amazing.
The dress.
Like, they're coming out of a dress.
That was so cool.
That was hand painted, actually.
Marina's incredible.
It was Marina's friend she brought in. He literally started when we started rehearsal and was there until like 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Like, all day long.
He's ridiculous.
Painting it. Like, I was just like, this is incredible she brought in people. She brought in extra people just to help, just to create that, because she wanted for it to reach its full potential. Like, she wanted the costumes to be all out, the headpieces,
with the hair department. That's what's so amazing
about Marina, yeah. Everything. That's why she won another Emmy.
But exactly. She's getting Emmys like freaking...
I know, it's like, you know, all the coffee cups we have, she's got stacks of Emmys.
You know what I'm saying? At one point, it's just going to be a thrift store of Emmys. Like, she just walk in there and buy one.
Oh, this old one, collecting
and she could like, yeah, no, she got like...
toilet paper in her
Well, you know when you go to like Universal Studios or Disney, and they have like little like Mickey trophies, that's what's gonna happen. She's just gonna have a bunch of them random names on it. She's just gonna be like, I'll just sell this one to you if you want. Yeah,
we got the cry for Emmy for you guys on Twitter even before the show started. We had talked about it, and it kind of been on the brain just because I was at the Creative Arts Emmys on Saturday, you know, and I kept telling Travis, I feel like I've chased him this entire Emmy season. And I'm like, you're gonna win, this is your year, this is your year. And then I'm like, he better win after all of that. But for you guys, have you thought, like, these are the, you know, maybe the chess piece would be something you would submit, or Day of the Dead, or have you given a thought? I know it's still early. It's so early.
Yeah,
but.
I think that a lot of people have been kind of just putting it in our heads a little bit, and I think that, I mean, for us, it's still everything, just being on the show is surreal still for us. Even though we've been on nearly every episode this season, we just stand there sometimes, we're like, this is... like a blessing, you know, and we're just so grateful. And so when people talk about that, we're like, whoa, you know, it's just, we just didn't think about that before. And for them to even speak about it is already an honor in itself. So if we were to be nominated, oh my goodness, like, we'd probably lose our minds, but
I
think we're going to,
it's definitely something that we're going to do this year as we plan to submit.
Well, I'll tell you, when I talked to Sandra, who also won with Derek and Julianne Huff, she was like, I already have in mind for next year. She's like, I want to do the Yaya and Alex early onset Alzheimer's piece. Like, she already knew. She's like, I'm already thinking ahead. So it's never too early, yeah. I guess. And oh, wow. We were at the Emmys that day, so.
She's like, I'm ready for the next
I'm
one.
Ready. I'm ready. She's ambitious. She's got it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, for us, yeah, we don't, for us, we feel like we're still learning, so, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you got this. I saw all the submission reels. They showed them at the choreographer's reception. And it's interesting to see what people submit and what they choose. And it was a whole mix of everything from Dancing with the Stars, So You Think You Can Dance, and other different variety shows. You're like, oh, yeah, I remember that was on. And so
the Oscars ones usually get nominated.
Oscars, Tonys get submitted. Mm-hmm. And just seeing how they pair it up and if people collaborate together and how they create a submission together. And a couple dances from Dancing with the Stars that I was like, they submitted that? Really? Like, it was interesting what people their thought is, their thought process. So, you know, and it was great to see, like, Mandy was heading up the committee, I think, this year. So it's kind of interesting. You have plenty of people to go for mentorship on this.
Yeah. No, for sure. That's something that's on our to-do list for sure.
It'd be a dream come true. For us, or at least for me, I feel like that's still so far away. But yeah. I still think it's like, it would be a dream come true for sure.
So cool.
We're just like, I guess, we're still kind of like, I'll
say
taking
it all in.
We're like a baby still. So I feel like we still have a lot to prove. So for us, it's like, we're just doing it.
Well, you've got the material. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, thank you.
I want to talk about the mentors. I mean, Travis and Twitch all season, I think we kind of enjoyed it, just watching them sort of coach everyone. How did it work for you guys when they would come into the rehearsal studio?
It was great, actually. Twitch came in a lot of the time, and he's just, like, super supportive of us as people. He's actually known Twitch for a really, really long time.
Yeah. Before I was even choreographing or anything, I was a freestyle dancer. I met Twitch by battling him.
No way.
Yeah, they battled.
Who won?
Me.
Nice. Yeah.
Somebody want to hear something funny?
Had he been on So You Think at that point?
No. This was a long time ago.
Want to hear something funny? So I battled Twitch, and I beat Twitch. But guess who I lose to in the finals? D-Trix,
of course.
D-Trix beats me. Yeah,
that's
so
amazing.
This was like totally like when we were like
full circle,
and I just remember becoming really close to Twitch after that. Like I was just, he was incredible. He blew it up. He was just such a great dancer and like just a phenomenal dancer. So yeah, I mean, we became really good friends. So it is kind of weird that we're both on the TV show. It's more weird for me though, for sure for me, because. You know, he's a hostess or like co-host, and he does his movies. So I'm always just like, this is incredible.
I saw you
like,
in Step Up, man.
Yeah. Right? I'm like, what the hell? This is so incredible.
Yeah, we're super proud of his success. He's a great individual. So he really is well deserving.
As a person, he's a very, 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 very,
very
down to earth. Down to earth and very smart about
everything.
I think
I talked to him about Missy Elliott videos for at least 30
hours.
Minutes straight.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Before we were like, I could never not talk about this. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure. We got so excited when, because Missy's never been released for So You Think. So Gabby and Josh were the first ones to get Missy.
Yeah, to get
out
really hot.
Right.
So when Missy was released, I remember me and Twitch were just like,
you're kidding me.
Yeah, we were just like overboard, like, oh my God.
You're like, how do we do the flying, like, slow mo weird stuff she would do in her videos?
Right? Right. Big giant trash bag.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that for Halloween one year.
Yeah, nice. That'd be dope.
Yeah, I'm working up to it.
And of course,
it.
Comfort's now working in choreographing.
Who is perfect for Missy Elliott?
Like, exactly. We had her in, and she's like, I'm leaving for London with Missy.
No big deal.
Right. Just with Missy.
Damn.
Yeah, we love Missy. But Twitch, every time he's come into the rehearsal space, it's always good vibes. Like, he always gives us great feedback. You know, tells us the truth. And a lot of the time, he's liked our stuff, which has been great. And same with Travis. Like, he came in the last bit, right? Because it was, like, switched up. So whoever had, even if you were Team Street, but you had a stage dancer, Travis would come in. And so Travis has been supportive of us since day one. He... like always has incredible advice, and he really, again, like, he always tells us the truth. So what we need to work on, and we tell him, like, you know, how inspired we are by his work and his vision. And they actually, it's funny, he and Travis share the same birthday, which is at midnight tonight.
Yeah.
So they're kind of the same sign. So I mean, they have a lot of similar qualities.
Yeah, same birthday.
I like that. Are you guys still Virgos?
Yeah. September 16th, me and Travis.
Happy birthday.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, I always love to get the inside scoop on contestants that, you know, we get to know the top four so well. But was there someone on Team Stage and Team Street that you're like, we didn't get to know so well, but they were awesome in the studio. We loved working with them. Those unsung
that
heroes.
Were not the top four.
Yeah, not the top four.
I think I really would have wanted to work with Marissa. She like whooped butt through her season, but I just feel like she didn't get like some of the numbers like she wanted to get. Mm-hmm. But like she just looked like she was like not playing around. Like she did a piece with Aesop, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like that number was just like, mm-hmm. you know, and of course Aesop, he was trying his hardest to get there, but she was just, I don't know, I was just like really impressed because she just had this attitude, like, you know what, like,
she's a beast.
Yeah,
she is.
She was just like, I'm gonna kill this, so I hope you know what's up. Like,
it was just like, that's good.
Yeah, and in the audience, I mean, for me, I was just like. Like, damn, dude, like, I hope we get her because, like, she's just going to try really hard. Like, you can just tell when they try really, really hard.
They're hungry.
They're hungry. And like, we did our group number. And, like, she was just so focused. And she just kept, like, she just reminded me kind of like Gabby. Like, she just kept, like, going back in the head with her choreography and just kept, like, focusing. And it was funny. I felt like this season it was, like, a lot of the, like, quiet ones were the good ones. Mm. It was really weird because I didn't really notice Gabby in our group number at all. She was just kind of quiet, just kind of did her thing. Marissa, the same thing. But then, like, when we ran the number and I saw them, I was like, damn.
Is that, wait.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, yeah. Like, they're going off right now. So, yeah, they definitely caught my eye. And I also, I thought I would have wanted to work with Edson. I thought he was hilarious.
I loved him. Because
he would have done really good in hip-hop. He did Misha's, right? Misha Gabriel?
I think so, yeah.
He did a hip-hop number, and he did really good. So in my head, I was like, damn, man. Like, sometimes
we were just
waiting to get him.
Yeah.
I was really bummed he got off so early. I really liked
him. I actually kind of liked, like, I don't know, I liked Stage a lot. Like, I was like, damn, they're pretty dope. Like,
there's some interesting people in Stage.
Yeah, they were. Like, really interesting. And, like, man, yeah. Because, like, even, like, Haley was our first Stage, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, having Haley, we were like, okay, let's see what happens. But she was just a heart. Like,
she was a heart.
Like, oh my God. So it was just crazy. Like, we were just like falling in love with everybody left to right. We're like, damn, all these people are amazing. So
you're like, don't go home. Well, I was even thinking on the top four. Don't go home, anyone. You always like, don't get to vote anyone off. But I don't know if anyone else feels this way. Gabby, I feel like, is the one I know the least out of the top four because I feel like Virgil and Haley are very outgoing. And I feel like I'm just very familiar with Yaya and her work. And she's like, I'm engaged. So she's very like excited.
Right, right.
And open right now and full of love. And Gabby has been like, just like, I'm a little bit guarded. Like, you know, she's working hard. You know, she's super focused and just was like, I am the prize.
Yeah. She's actually, it's funny because she's definitely like that, but she's super silly too. So she did like little things. Like, I don't know if she saves it for like, you know, maybe it doesn't come off on camera, mm-hmm. but she's super silly. Like, she's like twerking on the side. Like, she just, she's laying there delirious, just like playful.
We always
like,
have this laugh. She goes,
yeah, she does this little laugh. Like
that. No, that's her laugh. She goes,
yeah. She was doing it all night so last
like,
night, too.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, she's so funny, dude. She's hilarious. But you know what's funny? I feel like that what happened throughout this season was like everyone had like one breakthrough performance that kind of like it made everyone turn their heads. And I think their first breakthrough performance really for Haley and Virgil was a robot routine.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they kept the character all the way through the whole number, even after.
Loved it.
And it was funny. That was a joke. We were in rehearsal. And Virgil actually does a really good robot Arnold Schwarzenegger impression, right? So I told him, I go, hey, do you still do that impression? Because we were on ABDC together. Long time ago. And he's like, yeah, I can still do that. I go, hey, you know what would be kind of funny? I go, when the judges are talking to you, I go, just stay in character. And he's like, what? And I was like, yeah, I've never seen it before. I was like, I think that'd be hilarious.
He said, even if they're talking shit.
He's like, even if the judges are like,
keep going.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. Even if they're talking shit, I'm like, yeah, just do it. So he ended up doing it, and then Haley like went with it, and it just so happened that was like one of the funniest moments.
It was magical, actually.
And none of that was like, planned, you know what I mean? Like
just
the light, turning off, like all of that. I was just like, oh my God, it was perfect.
And yeah, and I felt like that kind of got them a little buzz to allow them to feel a little bit more comfortable, yeah, to open up.
Especially Haley.
Exactly. Haley opened up a lot after that. Mm-hmm. And Yaya too. I feel like Yaya, she would get certain numbers that would like allow her to open up a little bit more. And then mostly in her packages. But like you were saying with Gabby, it's like there was kind of like here and there. And I felt like what made her step up a little bit more was the geisha, and that kind of opened her up a little bit more. Yeah. And then from there, she just bloomed. Like, I mean, even before that, she was blooming, but it was just like crazy to see
drastic. Who is that girl? Like, that's what it was.
And she would always kill, like, cause like, what, we were her only like real hip hop, cause she was getting a lot of like contempt.
We were her first hip hop.
She was getting a lot more emotional pieces, and like, and Yaya, Virgil, and Haley were getting more uppity. So the fact that, like, Gabby still carried it all the way through, and, it was pretty intense.
That's true. Really impressive. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, it's been an hour. Do you believe it? I know. We got to go I totally love. We want to thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much.
Appreciate it. Yeah. It's been such a joy having you and all the other choreographers this season. It's really given us an insight to the show that we wouldn't have otherwise. Yeah. So we certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, man. So You Think You Dance. It's one of the best dance shows ever. So we're just happy to be on it.
Seriously.
Any insight on season 13 at all?
Is there a season 13?
I don't know.
Oh my God, don't say that. I'm like, wait, what?
I was trying to get scoop from you, and I just maybe I even heard something.
I hope, just for clarity, I hope, because Paula and Jason were awesome.
Paula was great.
She was
on point. Yeah. And like, Paula's literally, as weird as it sounds, she really is our mentor. Like, she actually like watches out for us and like guides us, and we're actually going to be working with Jason on his next music video.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
I was wondering if he was going to pull dancers.
Why not?
Or pull choreographers. Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, so like these guys are just incredible people. So I feel like this season came off so strong. I pray that there's a 13, because this one was just
lucky
so
number.
Incredible.
Come on.
Right? Seriously. Exactly.
Well, tell everyone where they can find you online.
After Buzz TV.
Okay. I mean, for Twitter, Facebook, Crystal Mraz.
Instagram. Hold on, let me go to this real quick.
Underscore Farside.
Yeah. Did you forget yours?
Oh, you already know.
Oh, my gosh.
I know it.
We have a website for our company, www.academyofvillains.com. So everybody could check out our work, a lot of our work with our own dancers there. So
do we have a show coming up?
We have.
What do we have?
We're going to Abu Dhabi. So not anything.
You know what? Universal Studios.
We'll are you going to City Walk?
Yeah. No, inside Universal. See, for Halloween Haunt.
We'll
be in November.
Towards
November.
Oh. All right. Well, yeah. Good for that.
But if you ever want to watch, there's more incredible choreographers that are in our family for Academy Villains. So, just take a look and just watch them.
I love that. Thank you so much, guys. Chloe, where can we find you online?
You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. And I got all the new filters today.
Oh,
so
excellent.
Everyone should download the new Snapchat. It's really great.
I didn't
at Chloe West X.
Sorry. I'm Allison Dean. I really need to download Snapchat. Like, I'm like way. I'm so
ancient. Same, actually.
Yeah, me too.
You can find me everywhere at the Allison Dean, Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'm at Kristen Burt, Twitter and Snapchat, and then the Kristen Burt on Facebook and Instagram. We want to thank you guys for a great season. Thanks for supporting us. We hope everyone tweet Nigel at Dizzy Feet and tell him you want a season 13 Dancing on Fox and at Fox. Just tell them we want this show back. Thank you for a great season. We'll see you all soon.
All right.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.